This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Objectively speaking, this is the worst scandal we've ever seen from our government in our nation's history. And these recent disclosures of information, I'm sure Greg will agree with me, as people who have covered the Russia collusion hoax for many years, are so helpful at understanding precisely how the hoax got going. And yes, it is this intelligence community assessment that is ordered by Obama. And what we learn from these documents is that people within the intelligence community were pretty much screaming from the rooftops that they did not believe that the intelligence supported the idea that Putin was trying to help Trump, and yet Brennan and other bad actors just shut them down, ignored them, told them that they were all wet, and just pushed through anyway so that this thing could get going. And of course, it was so damaging to that first Trump administration. It's a really big deal.
Again, worst in history.
Objectively speaking, this is the worst scandal we've ever seen from our government in our nation's history.
Okay, I'm getting really, really frustrated covering this. I was actually talking to my sister about this yesterday because she was confused and she was contacting me because people on our side can't get this straight. I've never seen anything like it. I had to turn Fox News off yesterday. I'm like, wow, you would no, that's not true. Here's the part they can't get. And it's driving me insane. And this is the Democrats are smart. They're observant. They went right through, right for it. The part they can't grasp is this. Russia not only did not cyber attack us, not only did not change any votes, Russia did nothing. Russia had no influence of any kind on this election. They weren't even interested in having an influence on this election. They didn't care. So the bots, the influence operations, the Russian disinformation, the talking points, they did none of it. None of it. And our side, from years of brainwashing by the left, you have people on Fox News all day long who are confused about what's new here. You had Megyn Kelly put out the most ignorant podcast I think I've ever heard. She was unfortunately quoting Mark Halperin and that idiot from National Review. I have no idea how the man has a job. Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, by the way, who got every single aspect of the Russia collusion hoax wrong. Wrote a column apologizing and is now getting every aspect of the Russia collusion hoax wrong again. It's one simple concept that you got to get to understand this. It's what's new. The intel Tulsi released, if you go into the appendix, I read it. It says they did not have the means, Russia did not have the means to influence the election or the interest. And they did not do it. Obama knew that. Brennan knew that. Comey knew that. All of their analysts were telling them that. In fact, Molly Hemingway's got a great article on it yesterday in the Federalist. And they said, you know what? We're going to throw all that out. And we're going to pretend that Russia cared about this election and tried to get Donald Trump elected. Either through, cybercrime or just influence operations, disinformation. when the analyst, the top Russia analyst inside the CIA, came forward and said, this isn't happening. They even went to John Brennan's office when he was CIA director under Barack Obama. There's no Russian operation. They don't care. They're too busy doing something else. There's no bots. There's no influence. There's no disinformation. They're not doing anything. There are some people who are ethnically Russian. Yes, you've bought some Facebook ads. Some of them are for Jill Stein. Some of them are for Hillary. Some of them are against Hillary. Some of them are for Trump. Some are against Trump. Some are for Bernie. And it was only a few thousand dollars. They're not associated with the Russian government. They were shut down early on. There's no influence operation. It's a lie. And once you grasp that that is what is new, you can understand to bombshell this is. The fact that the Russian analysts, the top people inside the CIA were so confused, they went to John Brennan's office, they were so concerned, you are lying. This is not true. This is not happening. There is no Russia influence operation of any kind. And they were ignored by Brennan. They were shut down by Brennan. They were sidelined by him so that they could tell this lie. That's what's new. And yet our side has been reporting for so long, well, Russia tried to influence our life. No, it did not. No, it didn't. Stop repeating that. And yet you have this idiot, Andrew McCarthy, going on Fox News. You have all these idiots on Fox News. Well, Russia did try to influence the election. Well, you know what? Democrats would drive a truck through that. And Obama did yesterday. He said, oh, well, it's all been known for a long time they didn't change any votes. We said that at the time. What is Tulsi talking about? There's no treason here. We've always said Russia didn't change any votes. We've always said Russian cyber attacks on elections offices never worked. What is Tulsi talking about? And Fox News is like, yeah, see, I've never seen so much. Normally, it's their side that's lying. This time, the lies on our side are so thick, I don't even know we can explain this to the public.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.